Our scripture lesson this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. It's found on page 1147 in the Pew Bible if you would like to follow along. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. This is what Paul writes to the church. The point is this. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and the bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Those of you who are familiar with Korean culture, you know that kimchi is one of our staple, right? Just like, you know, Germans and I guess Polish have sauerkrauts, you know, Koreans have our kimchi. And this is the season where all Korean households are busy making tons and tons of kimchi. Because I guess in the olden days, when they harvest the cabbages, they couldn't keep it for very long without refrigerators. And so they did the best thing. They made kimchi with all those ton and tons of cabbages. They made kimchi, and then to keep them through the winter for 4 or 5 months, what they did was they dug a big hole in the ground, and then they bury a huge earthen jar, like big enough to fit an adult in. And then that's where they put all the kimchi that they make. And that's, we would eat it through the winter time. Nowadays, with refrigerators, you don't really need to make a ton of kimchi all at once and store it. But I guess the habit, it's still there. So both my mom and Dan's mom, they're making kimchi like crazy. And they, they take so much joy in giving it to us and stocking our refrigerator with kimchi to last us for next 2 years. Yeah. And it's like they could just, my mom, since my dad passed away, she would not cook for herself. She just eats, whatever. And, she would not cook for herself, but sometimes she's cooking up a storm just so that she can bring it to us, give it to us, give it to her children. And so she makes kimchi. I don't think she keeps much for herself. She just keeps, dividing them up and sending them away. And she said, well, as long as I could do it, I want to do this because it brings her joy. Same thing with Dan's mom. She has difficulty moving around, but she has a neighbor who's a Korean lady who's helping her with this. And so she's got this huge project going on since yesterday, today, and tomorrow, so that she could bring it to us on Thanksgiving Day when they come for Thanksgiving. It's like their love is expressed in this spicy kimchi. Their love for us is just as hot. And and enduring. We've been journeying together for the last 3 weeks, remembering the blessings that God had given us as we reflected on this community, this church family, and how each of us, we have been blessed by different people in our congregation, past and present. And what a blessing that is, you know, to have this faith community, to belong and experience the love and care from one another. That is a gift. That's something that we just cannot take for granted. And then on second week, last Sunday, we also spent some time hearing from some of us who shared about how the ministry of Embry has helped them in their faith journey, and how our ministry continues to reach out and make a difference in the lives of the people. And again, this is such a blessing that all by myself alone, I am not able to do much in the world. But together, as we work together, as we serve together, we are making a difference in the world. And again, that is something that we are grateful to God. And so we've been thinking about all these things and being grateful to the Lord. Each and every one of us is here because someone took the time and effort to share God with us and love us. And now we are called to be generous and extravagant in our loving, in our giving, in our sharing, in our caring. Because through that, we express our gratitude to God and to one another. So Paul in our scripture reading says, the point of it all is that when we sow sparingly, when we love little, when we give guardedly, when we care little, then we reap sparingly. We experience the joy, the love, the gratitude in a very limited way. But when we give abundantly, when we sow bountifully, he says, when we love with all of our hearts, when we give our time to others in listening and caring, then he says that we will also reap bountifully, that we can experience that love keep growing in our hearts, the joy that we receive from helping, from loving, from caring others. If we invest little, we will get a small return. If we invest little in our relationship with those around us, then our relationship stays very superficial. But if we invest a lot with our time, our heart, in conversations, in giving ourselves to them, in listening where they are, what they're struggling with, then the relationship deepens in a way that there is love and care there is shared, and there is genuine relationship. See, this God has made a humongous investment in us by showing us extravagant generosity. And so John tells us what that is. He says, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him won't perish but will have eternal life. See, for God so loved, he gave. God shows love for us by giving. Giving is part of the character of God. One thing to note is that God did not just give, but God gave with extravagant generosity, as God gave us his own son. Extravagant denotes a style and attitude of giving that is extraordinary, over the top, without any predetermined limits. When God gave us his own son to our world, it was the most extravagant generosity that he could give us. Here's a story. One day, a beggar by the roadside asked for alms for Alexander the Great as he passed by. The man was poor and wretched. I'm sure he probably was dirty and he smelled. And to be so close to the emperor, probably no one will think twice before they just, you know, push him away. But the emperor threw him several gold coins. So a courtier was astonished at his generosity and commented, "Sir, copper coins would adequately meet a beggar's need. So why give him gold?" Alexander responded in royal fashion. He said, "Copper coins would suit the beggar's need, but gold coins suit Alexander's giving." We give because we are made in the image of God, whose essential nature is giving. We are created with God's nature imprinted on our souls. We are hardwired to give, to love, to be compassionate, to be connected, to be generous. God's extravagant generosity is part of our essential nature, as it suits us to give in extravagant manner, as the children of God who gave us so extravagantly. But what keeps us from being so extravagant in our giving and in our loving? What keeps you from being generous extravagantly? Fear? Does fear keep you from being generous extravagantly? Fearing that maybe there is not enough. What if something happens and I'm gonna need it? Fear of insecurity. Fear for the unknown future. And God continually tells us, "Do not worry, for I am with you." And we hear it constantly. And if we don't let our fear drown out God's voices in our lives, maybe we can begin to be generous in extravagant fashion. So what would it look like if we were to practice extravagant generosity as we give with all our hearts, our time, our talent, and our treasures to God and to others? You know, as I told you about our mothers who make kimchi like there's no tomorrow. You know, they do that because they want to give to her children in an extravagant way. You know what goes into making kimchi? I cook a lot. But one thing I don't make is kimchi. You know why? Because it's so consuming, time-consuming and energy-consuming. It's not just a two-hour project that you do. It's like 3 days. It's so much work. And so for me, I said, I don't have time to make kimchi. I don't have 3 days to invest in making it. You know, so I'd rather go and buy it from the Korean markets, or hey, even Costco carries kimchi these days. So our mom, like they are willing to take the time, make the time, give the time and their energy in making this kimchi. Just because they love her children. And just because of that love, they can help it, but to make it so that they can give. That's extravagant generosity. So what would it look like if you were to practice extravagant generosity toward God, toward one another, toward even the strangers? One thing about this congregation that I have come to know and experience is that you are a very generous congregation. For the 4 years that I've been with you, I have experienced the overwhelming love that you have for one another and the care that you have for one another and the love that you have for God. And every time there is something that needs to be done, all of you do not hesitate but to step up, give your time, give your talent, do what you can to make it done, to make it work. And so, you know, you are very generous. And I have to say, you are extravagant in your generosity as you give your time to serve, as you give your talent to love and share Jesus Christ with one another, and as you give in all the ways you can. One word of encouragement I want to leave with you today is this. See, even in a relationship, there's a ways of seeing. When you love and you give and you give, if my mom, or if our both moms, thought that, you know what, I give you enough, so I'm not going to do it anymore. How does that affect our relationship? How does that express the generosity? It's a limited giving. You know, as with Dan and I, as much as we have very good relationship, and it's mostly Dan gives a lot to me because I need more. But there are times if Dan would come to me and say, you know, I give you so much. And so because I give you so much, I expect that much back from you. And because I give you so much, maybe I'm going to start paring down what I give you as an expression of my love. Now, you are all laughing. You know where I'm going with this, right? See, true loving relationship is that you can give and give and give and still feel that there isn't enough, that you want to still give more because you love. You know, God gave us his own son, and still that was not enough. So God gives us Holy Spirit, And every day God gives us his love, gives us his guidance, gives us his care. And still God feels that that's not enough and wants to continually give and give and give. And I want to encourage all of us to never tire in giving and showing love, but, you know, continue to give as if there is just not enough that I can give to express my love for God and for his church and for one another. And that will help us to be truly, truly extravagantly generous. And for God, who gave us everything, God gave us his son because that suits his giving, let us be God's sons and daughters who will give all that we are and more that suits our giving as the sons and daughter of God, so that in our extravagant giving that we can truly express our love for God and love for one another and love for those outside. And that way, we can truly spread the love and joy of Christ. Amen.